Welcome back. Welcome. Like a good way to see the world. Old town Vienna, under the stars. Man, if you can't be made me a deal, he says, son, you can set it up in any old town. Moon shining down, and all of that steel, the pack of men for miles around, till to win. Gonna meet some girl by my tilt-a-whirl. Look at all that cotton candy swirl. From Santa Fe to the dust of Moline and all the tiny towns in between. I set it up and I tear it down for cheeseburgers and gasoline. Folks, they call me a radical. My friends, they think I'm obscene. But making love to a 7-foot bearded woman was always my boyhood dream. Gonna meet that girl by my tilt-a-whirl. Look at all that cotton candy. Well, she's really humming. Folks pull 2 G's in the outside car. Man said she'll do 3 just fine, but I'm not gonna push her that hard. So if you're scared of the hammerhead, then the Ferris wheel moves too slow. A tilt-a-whirl, fill the bill, step right up, son. She's about to go. Booze on my breath, mama, I'll scrap you in like a frog on the dissection table. As carnies are not dangerous, just biologists out on sabbatical. Gonna meet some girl by my tilt-a-whirl. Look at all that cotton candy swirl, tilt-a-whirl. Gonna meet some girl by my tilt-a-whirl. Santa Fe to the dust on Moline, high on the American dream. Set it up and I tear it down for cheeseburgers and gasoline.
Thanks very much.
To the Philadelphia area tomorrow, actually tonight, a couple shows in Bryn Mawr at a place called The Point. It's a funky little place. You know, if buildings could have consciousness on the level of being self-aware, I think The Point would feel rivaled by this place. You'd be a little intimidated knowing this place was around the corner. And that leads me into this strange, obtuse thing that I wanted to tell you about that traveling has brought to me, and that is that I don't use directions anymore. When I think about a place, I think about where it would live. For instance, if I were a civic center, I'd live downtown, near the old post office, and perhaps the government buildings. If I were a civic center, that's where I'd be. And this has really been a fun way to sort of be a tourist in America and see different parts of it. Now, when I came to this place, I was kind of fucked. I didn't know where it was. Jam in Java, you'd apply a certain amount of criteria to it. You'd say, jam in, okay, college, jam in, hippies, right? Java, okay. Mildly upscale yet, suburban, freewheeling, kind of community vibe. Okay, jam in, Java, let's put those two together. Now let's look at the town, visualize it. Where would you plug that in? Where would it fit? Where would it work? What demographic would it support, and what would support it? These are the things that I do all day. So I just... It's so much better than MapQuest. Because there's so little mystery left, and you know, getting lost is great, because you meet a lot of great people that way. And I'm surprised at the number of people who live in communities who have no idea where the highway is that leads to and from the community. Do you know where Route 95 is? Oh, I just shop here at Toys R Us and I go over to Shoney's. Shit, beyond that, you know, I don't want to know. Alright. Now my brother Pruitt, he might know. Pruitt, come on out here. Tell these folks where the highway's at. You know, Pruitt comes out. He's like, why do you want to know, man? What is it about this place that isn't cool enough for you? So we've encountered some of that. Today was it was a mad hunt for 695. Now how tough can that be? We stopped. Do you guys know where 695 is?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
If it comes in here, you'll be the first to know, though, I'll tell you.